The announcer at last week's first game of the Bay Area Ice Bears could maybe be forgiven for getting the name of the team wrong as the girls took to the ice in Green Bay.
The first game of the inaugural season for the Bay Area Ice Dogs.
The 21 young women on the Bay Area Ice Bears come from 10 different public and private schools in the Green Bay region.
It's something that should have been done a long time ago, but I'm glad it's here today.
Head coach Keith Burnett used to coach hockey for his son's team. He says he doesn't treat his female athletes any differently, but he says it is a different game.
The girls' game is a much more finesse game. There's skating and passing, and your goaltenders are a bigger part of the game because you can skate through the middle of the ice without worrying about body checks. In a boys' game, you know, you got the same thing. The boys are bigger and stronger, and plus half the game is so physical that you've got to keep your head up a lot more. You can't make the same plays because you get knocked off your skates a lot more.
The Ice Bears are one of the more recent teams to join the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's hockey program. Tom Shafransky oversees both boys and girls hockey for the WIAA. The girls program began in 2002 with only 6 teams. Now, Shafransky says that number is up to 32.
Within this short period of time, we have really seen a significant growth, one that's taken us to one of the largest state girls ice hockey programs in the country.
Girls hockey is a collaborative effort. Because most schools don't have enough players to form an individual team, they come together from a region to play. Last week's game was between the Ice Bears and another new team from the region, the Rhinelander Antigo Northern Edge. Seniors Amber Hynek and Maxine Blahowiak have played hockey since they were toddlers, and they're excited to be able to end their high school careers on the ice. They don't fit the typical hockey stereotype of the toothless bruiser.
Everybody always seems to think that girls are like the guys, but we don't have checking in our league, so we're just, you know, more finesse, of course. No, I'm kidding, but like we just play differently than they do because we can't hit each other, so we play it differently, I guess.
Are there different rules?
Yeah, we're not allowed to check.
What does that mean?
We're not allowed to just chase somebody and try to kill them. Basically.
What? You can't hit anyone, basically. Well, you can, but not into the boards or like a straight-on hit.
So. Does that take kind of some of the fun out of it?
A little bit, like the rush of the game, but it's still fast-paced, so.
Fast-paced and expensive. Like with most boys' hockey teams, parents and players have to pay for equipment and to rent time at an ice rink. For the Ice Bears, that means selling salsa, pumpkins, and poinsettias. But moms like Lori Roethlisberger say it's worth it. Her daughter Lauren plays for the Ice Bears, and it costs the family upwards of $1,500 a year.
I'm a hockey mom since she was 3 years old.
Really?
Yes.
3 years old? You didn't have any qualms about putting your little girl out on the ice?
No, because she wanted to be out there. So it's like, if they want to do it, go for it. We're the parent that wants to support our kids.
The Ice Bears are off to a good start. They beat their opponents 10-1. The high school girls hockey championship is in March. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.